All right, we're back with our fitness guru, Maya, on the show. It must be Monday.
Good morning.
All right, so you send through questions for Maya, and we chat about them. We talked about injuries, how best to avoid injuries, and now we have another one. What's our next question, Linda?
All right, let's hear it, Ben.
Good morning. This is Ali Asaili. I would like to ask your fitness guru, Maya, a question. There are so many fitness trends these days, you know, and every month I try something new or different, but I never get results. How do you deal with all these new trends and choose the best way to lose fat?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
That's a good question. Like, we were just discussing now that you see trends every month on social media, and people are like, yeah, do this. And next month they're like, no, that doesn't work. Do something else. Personally, I don't like trends. I'm very traditional in my approach. I believe in diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And I believe in a well-balanced diet.
Of course.
And I believe in things that are not restrictive. And in terms of exercise, I believe the best program is something that includes a combination of weightlifting and cardio. Mm-hmm. As for trends, my advice is stay away from anything that promises amazing results with little effort, because that's usually a scam. Like, for example, lose 10 kilos in 1 month by drinking tea or...
Are those special products as well? You know, the diet products that they sell
on
the
exactly.
show.
Or diet pills
on TV?
Or machines. Like, this machine is equivalent to 2 hours in the gym. These are really rubbish. They don't work. And you'll spend a lot...
Sorry, lazy people.
Sorry, guys. You'll spend a lot of time and money. Usually, they're very expensive as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a waste of your time and money. So if you want to see results, try not to find the easy way out. And try not to look at trends or be influenced by other people. Try to do what works for you. Consult with professionals, with a professional nutritionist or trainer. Have a proper diet plan and, of course, consistency. So don't expect results in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, or don't give up too easily. Yep.
Yeah, or even like a month. You have to really give it time to see results.
Okay.
So here's the other thing, right? That, you know, they often change the advice as well. So they say, oh, you know, do this fitness trend. It's amazing for you.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, actually, no, this is really bad for you. You know, things that are good for you and then they're bad for you. Like, I remember Steps. Do you remember when everyone was doing, not the band Steps.
Yeah.
But do you remember when everyone was doing that step thing where you go up the steps? And
yeah, my friends used to do that at school all the time.
Oh,
everybody was
in
a step class except for me.
Everyone was in a step class. And then they were like, actually, you know what? Don't just do only steps because, like, you'll ruin your knees. So they need to, you know, make up their mind.
Yeah, that's why I say that it's kind of like a formula. So it shouldn't be only steps or only something. It has to be a combination of weightlifting and cardio. So in this case, a steps class would be more of cardio. And then you would supplement that with lifting weights or any form of strength training. And then, of course, a diet, because you won't see results without following a healthy diet. And of course, try to stick to one thing, because your listener mentioned that every month he keeps trying something new. Mm. So you have to remember that it takes time to see results. So choose one program, stick to it for long enough. And if you don't see results, then maybe that program isn't right for you and you need to do something different or try something different.
Okay. Did you hear that, Ben?
So,
consistency, Ben. Consistency. You got to start working out and keep working out.
I didn't hear you there. Sorry, the microphone is breaking up there. I didn't hear any of that. Sorry. All right. So listen, if you want to check out Maya, by the way, you want to hit her up on social media because remember, of course, she's always sharing loads of really cool fitness tips and everything else. How can people find you on social media, Maya?
So I'm on Instagram, Maya Nassar Fitness, and they can also contact my gym if they need any help. So my gym page on Instagram is SLR Gym or Start Living Right on Facebook.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Maya, how did the running thing go? You were saying that you have
a free running club. Free running club that's open to everyone. You don't need to be a member. You don't need to pay any fees. So twice a week. We meet for an outdoor run around the marina, and it's a club for people that like to run.
That's amazing.
Want to be active.
I said I would join. Wow. I still haven't joined.
We're waiting to get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Still waiting for you to go, Linda. All right, good stuff. Maya, we'll see you next week. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.